I was a 2-year-old toddler, still sucking on my bottle when my parents got divorced, which was the pits like avocados. Pops hopped in his auto and he drove off full throttle. Only child, single mom, not many male role models. Not a lot of father figures once my Pop Duke split. So I had to swap him out and adopt a new pick. And my surrogate Pops was hip-hop music. So now I don't call it rap, I call it pop music. Rap music was the father figure that raised me, so I say pop music because I feel as if I'm its son. My Uncle Alan set it off when he gave me 2 cassettes as Hanukkah gifts in 1991. Now one of those tapes was by Naughty by Nature. It's their self-titled debut album, Naughty by Nature. And there's a song on there called Ghetto Bastard about the absent father of Tretch, their lead rapper, where he says, I was one who never had and always mad, never knew my dad, motherfuck the fag. And using the word fag is not my bag, no, but dag yo, that sentiment was powerful and aggro. Tretch also felt lost and alone, but unlike me, he was filled with testosterone, like Sylvester Stallone. And from then on, class was in session, I was back asking in masculine rap lessons from men like Method Man and Red Man and Beanie Man and Bird Man, R.A. the Rugged Man, La the Dark Man and the Sons of Man and Paul Barr Man, and father figures like Big Papa and Puff Daddy and Snoop the Dog Father and Kane the Big Daddy. Not crisscross exactly, Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy, but Father MC and Trick Daddy. I learned about male bonding from the Wu-Tang Killer Bees. Eminem taught me craftsmanship and productivity. LL showed me how to be smooth with the ladies. And I learned Jews could be dope MCs from the Beasties. And I got exposed to anger, violence, and misogyny. Cause your pops doesn't only impact you positively, but most importantly, I learned I wanted to be an MC. The rap apple didn't fall far from the tree. The rapple. I never had a daddy rock in my cradle. I just had pop music to rock the stage and the microphone. Pop music raised me up like I was the roof. Not a boy from the hood, but these men from the hood brought me up from boyhood into manhood. So, here's the epilogue. I was a college kid in Boston, and my friend at Tufts called me up when class started that autumn. And she said there was a concert at her school for Welcome Back, and Naughty by Nature was the headlining act. So I go to the show, and 2/3 of the way through, Tretch says, here's the deal, y'all. Every concert we do, we like to showcase local talent. So come on, Tufts. You know who your best MCs are. Send them on up. The next thing I know, I'm waiting on stage in a lineup. I stood there in a panic, cued my best rhyme in my mind up, till KG, their DJ, looked at me and pointed, and he dropped the instrumental, and I totally destroyed it. Tretch said, you blew up the place, and put his arm around me in what I can only describe as a fatherly embrace. And I felt a joy that can't be expressed as Tretch pressed my old Navy t-shirt against his bulletproof vest.